good guy or heretic?
Phil's Philosophy, a hardbound collection of all the life lessons I've learned.
God is not a Gumby action figure that you can shape any way you want.
Phil, have you gone mental?
Act like men, not like girls.
I've got a real clear message for the two of you on that. Stop doing it.
How about we agree to argue until one of us actually refutes the other?
Are you kidding me?
Nope, it's time for Too Wretched for Radio as we light the fire again. That's right, another fire conference in 2018. Let me list the cast of characters that will be passing the torch. Frankly, I wish that whole structure would just burn down. It's a metaphor. I'm not a pyromaniac, but there's somebody with us who is a pyromaniac, at least a former, Phil Johnson. Phil, let me share with you who's going to be at the Passing the Torch Light the Fire Again conference. Here's the roster.
I cannot wait.
Reinhold Bunke. Now, he's retired. I thought he was going to be off the circuit because he did his last shebang down in Africa recently.
Yeah.
I thought he was done with his business. Heidi Baker. Ooh. What do you think of Heidi Baker?
I think she's nutty. And anybody who wants to dispute that can just do a search for her at Google and watch any random Heidi Baker, I don't know what to call it, thing, joint. She's... yeah, just...
What do you call it? Show?
Yeah, I don't know. Joint. It's a Heidi Baker joint. Watch any random display of her, freewheeling whatever. It's just nonsense.
You're struggling for words, aren't you?
I'm trying to
just see if I can help. Let's see. Let me go to my false teacher file. Oh, what do you know? I happen to have Heidi Baker.
Oh, good.
Whoa. Wow. Oh.
You can see.
Shabba, shabba, shabba.
She's drunk.
Yeah. You can see why I struggle to find a word to describe it.
This is how all drunk people act right here.
Some of you have only seen me here and you think this is how I always am. It is. I wish. Carol said I didn't have to get it together, so.
Carol Arnott, probably.
Whoa. Okay.
All right, you get the point. She was drunk in the spirit, falling down,
yep,
being ridiculous. That's Heidi Baker. She's going to light the fire again.
Yeah, well, at least when she's doing the laughter shtick like that, she's not actively teaching some heretical doctrine. It's just foolishness. And it seems to me that's so transparently not the fruit of the spirit. It goes against everything Scripture describes as the fruit of the spirit. So I don't understand why anybody would look at this woman and want to follow her. Christianity Today did a cover story on her a few years ago as if she was some wonderful Christian leader. So people seem to be easily duped by this, but it seems to me that if you simply read the Scripture and what the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is, and listen to that sort of nonsense, if you are deceived by it, it's probably a willful deception. You are partly culpable for being deceived by that kind of nonsense.
Well, it's interesting that you would bring that up because the picture that's next to Heidi Baker's on this particular poster for lighting the fire again is Dr. Michael Brown. Michael Brown. Michael, he's a very likable fella. Don't know if you've spent any time with him. I have to confess, I like Michael. But Michael would say that Heidi Baker is a wonderful teacher. She's a wonderful woman of God. And you, Phil Johnson, are the one who is quenching the spirit. One of you has it wrong. You are Michael Brown. He is the fellow that I wanted to talk about because he's appearing at the Light the Fire conference again.
Yeah, well,
he disagrees with your assessment.
No, you're right. And he has said that kind of thing about me repeatedly and rebuked me for being critical of charismatic leaders and all. And yet, his main complaint about our conference on Strange Fire was he said we painted with too broad a brush. We grouped all these people together. And he said we don't deserve to be all grouped together. He said that he claimed that he himself had been an outspoken critic of charismatic chicanery and extremism and all of that. And then just less than a month later, he went on Benny Hinn's television program for a series of broadcasts in which he affirmed Benny Hinn. He's affirmed Heidi Baker. I don't think I've ever encountered, and also Reinhold Bonnke, he's huge on him.
IHOP?
Yeah.
Bethel?
I don't think I have ever encountered even the most outlandish, charismatic phenomena or person or claim that he has ever specifically said that's the kind of thing I object to. He defends all of these extremes. And so, you know, it seems inconsistent to me for him to claim that we paint with too broad of a brush because we lump him in with the very people that he often affirms and appears side
right,
by
now
side
that,
with.
That's a question I want to ask you with Michael. Do we lump him in, or is Michael a clear-thinking charismatic who happens to affirm some of this kookiness, or is Dr. Michael Brown right in the middle of it?
He's right in the middle of it, and he has been for a long time. He was the chief theologian, if you want to grant him that title, for the Pensacola Outpouring, it was called, which was a travesty that ended with bankruptcy and conflict, and yet, you know, that's really where he got his start and began to be well known. There are issues that you could hear him speak with profit on. He has been really good, I think, in analyzing how the gay rights lobby has undermined the spiritual underpinnings of Christian America and all of that. But to me, it seems the trade-off is not worth it because he promotes these charismatic extremists and including some of the very worst heresies that he downplays. Now, if you ask him to give an account of, say, the doctrine of justification by faith, he clearly understands what Scripture teaches, and he is capable of giving an orthodox account of that doctrine. But he defends people who don't preach it and people who deny it. And so in the end, he sows so much confusion that my counsel to people is steer clear of him. I don't think he's a positive influence at all.
I'm looking at the poster for the Light the Fire conference. It's Reinhard Bonnke, Heidi Baker, Rick Joyner, John Arnott, Lou Engel. No, these are your high-profile NAR guys. I kind of like to make a distinction, Phil, between NAR and charismatics, because even though this movement, the NAR, has infiltrated charismatics, this is, and it's huge, by the way. Not, this isn't like a little fringe group.
Yeah.
This is like the kooky stuff that you see on the videos.
Yeah, and people
and
have...
he is right in the middle of it, it seems. He's appearing with all of these folks.
People
so it's
have...
not that he just endorsed Benny Hinn. He participates in conferences with these folks. So I don't think that he's like, well, I'm giving a pat, you know, hey, I know these guys, they're good people. It seems to me Michael is these people.
Right, and if I can say this without judging his motives, which is hard to do because what I'm going to say is he's been deceptive about it. Whether it's deliberately deceptive or if he himself is self-deceived, I don't know. But a lot of his critics have challenged him on his advocacy of these NAR leaders and certain ideas associated with the NAR movement and all of that. And his claim was he didn't have a clue even what that was. He wasn't aware of the NAR, didn't think it was a big thing to worry about. He's not involved in it. And yet he is, up to his nostrils in it.
Yeah, he's right next to Randy Clark. All of these are all... Look, if I do a conference, I know who's in the green room. I know what's going on out there. I know what these folks are about. Did you get an invite to the Light the Fire Again conference?
No. No, and they wouldn't.
No, of course not. Because when you do things like this, it's because you group them together because they're in the same vein. Shepherd's Conference, you're probably not going to see Ken Copeland there.
Right.
And you're not going to see John MacArthur invited to a Ken Copeland shebang because they're grouped together.
Yeah, no probable about it. It's just that's not going to happen. And
all right, so what do I do with Michael Brown? Because he's a well-liked guy. He's got himself on some mainstream Christian radio stations. He admits that he's charismatic, but he tries to be the intellectual sounding fellow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he's capable of that. I've heard him do debates alongside and against James White, and he can sort of hold his own in a context like that. But I've tried interacting with him and find him not to be receptive to. He's not a good listener. Let's say he likes to talk, not to listen. And he did me a great favor in the end by blocking me from his Twitter and Facebook account. So by necessity, I've kind of tuned him out, and it's made my life much easier. And that's my advice to other people. Tune him out, because whatever he may say that's right is mixed with so much confusion that the bottom line of the whole mess is he will leave you in a state of gross confusion, and it's not helpful at all.
Do you believe that Michael is orthodox in all regards?
No, I wouldn't call him orthodox. He's definitely sub-orthodox. People sometimes ask me, do I believe he's a Christian at all? And in fact, he had me on his radio broadcast once and started with that question. Do you affirm me as a brother in Christ? And my answer to him at the time was the same as it would be now. I really don't know enough about it. I don't see how someone who truly knows Christ and understands the authority of Scripture and the sufficiency of Scripture, if he really affirmed those things, I don't see how he could peddle some of the errors that he does. But he gives testimony to having believed in Christ. As I said, he's capable of giving a sound explanation of justification by faith. It's one of those things where you listen to him and you just go, I don't know. I don't know, but it's confusing enough that I can't recommend him to anybody.
Okay, sola scriptura. Clearly not. Because
right.
Divine revelations, yeah, but everybody's
say that,
getting them.
And you'd say that about every charismatic who thinks God is speaking in his head. He doesn't really believe in the sufficiency of Scripture. And that's not unique to Michael Brown. It's not the sort of thing that I would automatically say, well, if you think God's speaking to you in your head, you can't possibly be a true Christian. I think it's an error to think that God speaks these days with direct revelation outside of Scripture, and I think it's a deadly dangerous error. But
Phil, there was a website that recently kind of did a laundry list of Michael Brown teachings that were off the beam. Kenosis theology, I'm always a little skeptical about throwing the word kenosis out, because it is a biblical term that Jesus emptied himself. The question is, how do you define that?
Right, and kenotic theology is an error. I don't know if he believes that or not. Again, he's forced me to tune him out by blocking me everywhere from everything he says, so I really don't know what he's been saying about that. But if he's teaching the kenotic error, that, again, I would say is a very serious error, and it calls into question whether he truly understands and believes what Scripture teaches.
All right. Now, let's talk degrees of separation for a moment. Michael Brown, he's different than a Heidi Baker. She's just dingy. You know, she's just dingy.
Yeah, well, in fact, I would write her off because I've seen hours of her, you know, speaking and laughing and doing the stuff she does on YouTube, and I have never heard her once even get close to proclaiming the gospel. I've never heard her give a credible testimony of faith in Christ in gospel terms. She uses
she's a prophetess. Do you know if Michael calls himself an apostle or a prophet?
I've never heard him do that, and I've never heard him.
That would be an interesting question to ask him.
Yeah, it would.
All right, so Heidi Baker, you would go, okay, clearly just goofy. That's we haven't been using many words that are better than goofy, kooky, nutty, dingy, because it just is ridiculous. All right, and you would say that that's clear and obvious, and anybody who embraces Heidi Baker, what would you say about that person? You hinted at it earlier, Phil.
Yeah, I would say they're self-deceived and willfully so, because there's so much that's clear in Scripture about what the fruit of the Spirit looks like that you can't possibly watch this kind of nonsense and misbehavior.
Right, but Michael Brown does.
Yeah, because, and it's for the reason I said I think he's a bit dangerous, he mingles very clear truths with these bizarre affirmations of people who, in fact, don't teach the truth and don't ever mention the truth.
All right, but, so this is a degree of separation.
Yeah.
Michael Brown endorses Heidi Baker. Heidi Baker is a ding-dong. Therefore, Michael Brown is what?
Confusing. Very confusing. And not someone I would ever encourage anyone to listen to. Right. I wouldn't judge him outside the kingdom of God necessarily, but I would say he's endorsed enough
error. He's a difficult case is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's endorsed enough error that it definitely raises a question. You can't say definitively, no, I affirm this man and what he stands for, because you can't do that. Because what he's
but
best
known
for...
But it sounds
like
you're not willing to definitively say that he's condemned either.
Right. Because what he's best known for is his affirmation of these charismatic aberrations that have absolutely no basis in Scripture, absolutely no connection to any biblical truth, and there's just no reason to look at that and say, yeah, I think he's a believer. And let me be clear even about Heidi Baker. I'm not saying she's not a believer. I'm saying I don't have any reason to accept her as one and embrace her as a believer, because she's never actually given, as far as I've heard, any clear testimony of faith in Christ in gospel terms. By that, I mean she uses the name of Jesus, and obviously a lot, and claims that she trusts Jesus, but she's never explained that in gospel terms. She doesn't talk about repentance from sin or redemption from our guilt or the imputation of Christ's righteousness or any of those things that the Apostle Paul wrote about in connection with the gospel. She'll use the word gospel, but she doesn't proclaim the gospel, ever.
Now, it's interesting, though, because this woman, she makes false prophecies.
Yeah.
Being drunk in the spirit, falling down. She's a prosperity preacher. That one seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah.
Michael Brown embraces her. What about people who embrace Michael Brown? What about that degree of separation?
Now? Well, you know, my good friend James White embraces him, and it drives me crazy that he does, because I think it confuses people who love and have been influenced in a really good way by James. But his sort of refusal to you know, be candid about the dangers of Michael Brown's constant apologetic for charismatic zaniness, I think is something that concerns me.
Would you do a debate with Michael Brown?
I don't do debates.
Not against him. If you were invited
I wouldn't do anything in partnership with him. I wouldn't, because I think he does so a massive amount of confusion, and I wouldn't want people to think that my affirmation of him means that I think he's not dangerous, because I think he is dangerous. And in fact, I think someone like him who has the air of credibility and can at times speak with a voice that seems to be affirming truth and certain truths that he does affirm is potentially even more dangerous than Heidi Baker, because he will lead good and well-meaning people astray. The only people who can be deceived by a Heidi Baker are, as I said, people who are willfully self-deceived. But,
all right, so let me make this proposal, because I think we need to figure Michael Brown out, because I think Michael now has done enough damage. And I think that Michael is on too many radio stations that he shouldn't be on, because I do believe that Michael has an agenda, and I don't think it is to just bring about peace and harmony between conservatives and charismatics.
No, I agree.
I agree. In fact, word that you used. Go ahead, Phil.
This is my biggest concern about him, that the heart of his agenda is to try to legitimize the wacky, far-out charismatic branch. That's why he continually embraces these people. He'll talk about orthodoxy, and he'll talk about resisting extremism and all of that. But when it comes right down to it, I don't think he's ever met an actual charismatic celebrity who he doesn't like. He affirms them all. He's affirmed them all.
Yeah, which is why this is a hard category for us. But here's what I'm hearing you say. We're not going to say that Michael Brown is damned. we're not going to affirm Michael Brown. Maybe. You tell me if you affirm this, that the thing that we should be labeling Michael Brown, the adjective that we should use for Michael Brown is the dangerous Michael Brown. And if anybody knows what the word means, you are well advised to avoid him. So what do you say? Dangerous, Dr. Brown.
Agreed.
There you have it.
Philosophy, a hardbound collection of all the life lessons I've learned.
God is not a Gumby action figure that you can shape any way you want.
Phil, have you gone mental?
Act like men, not like girls.
I've got a real clear message for the two of you on that. Stop doing it.
How about we agree to argue until one of us actually refutes the other?
Are you kidding me?